Your Financial Choices may discuss various financial-related topics and thus would like to offer the following disclosures. Lori Siebert is employed by Valley National Group, the Valley National Financial Advisors Group of Companies. Investments are offered through Valley National Investments Incorporated, member FINRA. We inform you that any federal tax, state tax, financial advice, or information contained in this communication is not intended to be personalized or specific in nature, or to be relied upon for your personal situation in any circumstance. The advice and information are not intended and cannot be used as a tax opinion letter, nor used for the purpose of avoiding tax-related penalties. For personalized advice specific to your own situation, we recommend that you consult your CPA, CFP, or attorney.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I'm a CPA, CFP, and AEP on the web at yourfinancialchoices.com. And you can listen online each and every week at wdiy.org. Welcome to the show. Today is September 18th, 2019. The markets were mixed today. The Dow closing up at 27,177, the NASDAQ at 8177, and the S&P at 3006. Our topic tonight is the Chamber of Commerce Women's Business Council, Opportunities and Benefits. So for folks out there who maybe belong to a business in our community, if your business is a member of the Chamber of Commerce, there are so many events and opportunities that you as an employee of those businesses can get involved in and get involved in your community and networking. And we're going to talk about some of that tonight. We are live tonight. We'll take your questions. Lori C. is in the studio with us this evening. We'll answer your calls, take your information. We ask you to mute your radio so you can hear us without the delay and we can talk without confusion. We do discuss general financial planning topics and not specific investments. And while I typically have a topic each week, you can still ask questions off topic and I will do my best to answer them. The number is 610-758-8810. That is 610-758-8810. Email is also available through the website yourfinancialchoices.com. So again, our topic this evening is the opportunities and benefits of belonging to the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce, particularly its Women's Business Council. The Women's Business Council has monthly luncheons, 4 signature events a year to help you get connected. So I welcome 2 guests to talk more about this evening. Darlene Pores is our former past president of the Women's Business Council, and Carla Hickey is the current president of the Women's Business Council. So welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on. So if you wouldn't mind first, because I like to show the caliber of the people involved with the Women's Business Council, if you guys could each introduce yourselves. So Darlene, do you want to start?
Sure. My name is Darlene Pores. I am employed by HT Lyons, which is a mechanical contracting and engineering company, and I do HVAC and plumbing design for them.
Go Darlene, probably maybe only one of the women in the area who's...
Not too many women in the field. We have some women in sheet metal that actually work in the field and work in the office, but too many plumbers.
That's great. So you're a trailblazer. So wonderful to hear. Carla, what about you?
I love Darlene being a role model.
Yes.
Because I actually work for the Girl Scouts of Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm the Director of Governance and Staff Development for Girl Scouts of Eastern Pennsylvania. And we are the region's largest girl-serving organization. We serve about 36,000 girls with the help of 15,000 adults here in the Lehigh Valley and south to Philly. So there is always a lot going on in our lives.
That's wonderful. And Girl Scouts does do a lot in helping bring up our young women to be leaders eventually as well. So
yes,
we appreciate everything you do with that as and too. So let's start with talking a little bit about the background of the chamber, if you can. Carla, I know you're kind of newer in the role as president, so I'm not sure how much you have been indoctrinated into it, but I thought it would be kind of good to lay the table of a little bit about the chamber and what we call the diversity council. So sometimes someone might say, oh, you belong to the chamber, and they think only it's just businesses belong to the chamber. So I thought if we could just talk for a second, what is the chamber and what are diversity councils?
Okay, so the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce is a nonprofit organization that is an organization made up of member businesses that help connect each other. We are actually, the Lehigh Valley Chamber is actually the sixth largest chamber of commerce in the country, which is a pretty impressive feat considering we're, you know, close to Philly, close to New York, but we are the sixth largest one. So, which is kind of cool because we actually, our chamber keeps broadening its memberships and partnering with surrounding chambers such that we have a lot of networking going on all the time.
Okay. And as our community kind of grows as well, we do interconnect more and more.
Definitely.
You know, bigger cities, but it always feels like a small town sometimes.
So. Yes, exactly. In fact, yesterday I was up in Carbon County at their women's event, and it was only, I was like, oh, this is only 25 minutes away. Why don't I do this more often?
Mm-hmm.
So that's because Carbon is now part of the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce.
Okay. So the chamber, then what are the diversity councils?
So the diversity councils so the chamber itself is the umbrella organization. Mm-hmm. And then there are councils underneath that just allow for administrative or at least volunteers to work on events and other opportunities on different levels.
Okay.
So, for instance, I'll take the regional ones and we'll throw it over to Darlene for the diversity ones. But there's a lot of regional councils as well. So,
Carbon County.
Yes, they actually were their own chamber itself, as well as the Poconos. But I'm thinking even smaller, like the Bethlehem Chamber. The Bethlehem Council.
Okay.
Allentown, Western Lehigh, Nazareth. So there's businesses in those smaller geographic areas that also produce events and networking opportunities for everyone, which anybody in the chamber can go to. It's just that they're the ones putting it on and hosting it.
Okay, so a regional council is, in the old days, might have been their own chamber.
Yes.
But we have the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber kind of getting the benefit of numbers all working together. So
yes.
The regional councils are part of the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber. Okay,
yes,
great.
Much.
And then, this is a good lesson because here I'm kind of mixing things up. So there's these regional councils, but then there's diversity councils. And what are those, Darlene?
Yes, the diversity councils include the Women's Business Council, African American Business Leaders, LGBT Business Council, there's a Young Professionals Council, Hispanic Chamber, Small Business Council, and Ambassadors Council, in addition to those regional councils.
So is the idea that what over time the chamber must have felt like people wanted to belong or had a certain need that related more to them, and that's how these all developed?
Yes, absolutely. Like young professionals may not necessarily want to be doing stuff in small business where there's maybe business owners and they're not business owners. So the events make it relevant to what age group you're dealing with, what kind of profession you're dealing with, and so forth.
That's great. So how did you get involved?
Well, how I got involved was through a professional women's organization where I served as vice president of business outreach. And my duty was to engage our organization with others, other women's groups that were in the area, whether it be with Air Products or what have you. And I joined this planning committee, which is now what is the Women's Summit. At the time, it was called Celebrating Women. And it was a small conference. Probably we ended up with 100 to maybe 150 people that attended that conference. And as time grew on, we decided maybe we need to rebrand this. So one of our past presidents, Marilee Falco, came up with the idea of let's kind of format this to look somewhat like the Women's Conference in Philly, but of course on a smaller scale. So that's what we ended up doing, and it actually now has grown that it has attracted like 500 plus. And we also made it a little bit unique because we had partnered with Women United, with the United Way of the Greater Lehigh Valley, and also Cedar Crest College. So that's initially what got me involved with the Women's Business Council.
Okay, and that's exciting because that's one of the signature events, which I'll want to talk about more as we go through the show. Folks, we are at our first break. If you have questions for any of us about the Women's Business Council or the Chamber, you're welcome to give us a call. The phone number is 610-758-8810. We'll be back in just a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including fee-based asset management. It all starts with personal goals and an understanding of risk tolerance, investment objectives, and the markets. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
WDIY offers many choices and real voices.
This is Rosalie.
And Steve.
Join us and other hosts each Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. for Swing Sunday, a great mix of swing, big band, and classic vocals.
WDIY is the Lehigh Valley's local source for NPR news, public affairs, and diverse music at 88.1 FM and streaming on WDIY.org.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices. We are talking with Darlene Poors and Carla Hickey regarding the Chamber of Commerce, and in particular, the Women's Business Council, and all of the opportunities and benefits of belonging or participating with this organization. And as that relates to your financial choices, as we talk regularly from week to week, some of our financial choices involve, you know, our careers, applying for jobs, changing careers, getting new jobs. This would be a great organization that you may want to get involved with if you are someone who maybe is promoting a new business as well and need to network. So if you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. So we were talking before the break about how the Darlene, you got involved with the Women's Business Council. And Carla, how about you?
Well, it's an interesting juxtaposition between Darlene and I, because there's similarities and not. in the sense of Darlene used to work for a very large company and got involved through their women's group, whereas I work for a nonprofit. And at the time, for almost 14 years ago or so, I was in fund development. So I was raising money for the Girl Scouts, and I wanted to network and get to know more women in business and also create some partnerships that could help the Girl Scouts. So I also got involved through what was the antecedent of the Women's Summit Committee, and I actually joined before it was called Celebrating Women. That's how long ago that was.
I can't remember
what it was called, the Women's Conference or something. But so it was an interesting path, so similar to Darlene's, but not quite.
Yeah. And so how, so you continue to be involved. I mean, you are the president of the Women's Business Council now.
I brought her back.
She brought me back. She recruited me back.
But that goes to show that you obviously met through this organization, mm-hmm. and you have this 14-year, at least because you said 14 years
yes.
ago is when you got
yes.
involved. It's like a 14-year history.
Yeah, I've probably been involved about 18 years.
Okay.
Yeah, just starting with that conference and then.
And I'm just going to throw in that I know these two women from the Women United,
yes.
which is the former Women's Leadership Council. I'm forgetting all the
yeah.
names now. With the United Way.
Through quite a number of names.
So when we talk to professional women, you find out how involved they are and all of the different organizations. And it's a great opportunity to get involved on so many different levels. So it's been great. So let's talk about the mission of the Women's Business Council. In particular, Carla, do you want to?
So the mission of the Women's Business Council is to strengthen the greater Lehigh Valley by empowering, recognizing, and inspiring women in business and the community. And I said that really slowly.
Yeah, I'm impressed because she did not read that, folks. She
said it
off the top of her head.
I said it off the top of my head. Because I want people to understand that, yes, we're focused on women in business, but with everything, if we can improve the lives of women, If we can make women feel better about themselves, do better professionally, we will strengthen our own community. So we will make the Lehigh Valley a better place to live and work and play.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's very important, because we redid the mission statement when Darlene actually was president. We've tweaked it. We tweaked it like a year ago to make that broader mission about strengthening the community.
And that's the thing that's so wonderful about the Women's Business Council, because every time you have a president, it just seems like it grows and it gets bigger and better. And it's so wonderful to see that as a past president, to look back on that and know that, hey, this is just getting to be the biggest, best thing ever. You know?
Well, it's like women. We can't help but always try to, like, fix things and improve things.
And I think the council lives that truth with their membership. I mean, they set the bar and the goals are high. The chamber actually gives us a budget. So you talk about, you know, financials. Mm-hmm. We have to raise so much money and make a budget. So that gives you incentive to, you know, make improvements constantly and live up to those improvements to stay relevant. You know?
Now, how many women are on the, like, what would be the executive committee of the Women's Business Council?
The board,
like,
about the board.
The board, okay.
We have between 15 and 20. Mm-hmm. And I say that because, you know, women's lives are busy and change, and there's health reasons. Like, some people come up and step back, and but for the most part, I think the last count might have been 18.
Okay.
But we shoot for between 15 and 20.
Okay, so
board.
That's great. So, and that is differentiating from being like a member of the chamber. This is Women's Business Council in particular that has that kind of board. So the chamber has a board.
The chamber has a board, which the presidents of each of these regional and the diversity councils sit on, as well as other folks.
Okay.
That's the Board of Governors.
Okay. And then the Women's Business Council also has a board.
Yes.
So that is another opportunity for people to get involved and to contribute and meet more people.
And the reason we have so many, well, relatively so many, for 15 to 20 women, is because we also have board committees for the WBC, as do the other councils.
Okay. And the committees could cover probably the events and membership.
The marketing. They have the summit committee. There's
We have summit. We have scholarship. We have mentoring. We have marketing. We just created, officially rebranded, a new one called Data and Development, double Ds.
Okay.
Hopefully that wasn't too risque.
Yeah.
So there's a lot, and those committees are not made up of just board members.
It could be just women who are involved with the Women's Business Council. I have 2 minutes before our next break. Let's talk about membership for a second. How does one become a member of the chamber? Like, we think of businesses being members of the chamber. Because I had even wondered that myself. Like, I was seeing these chamber events, and I thought, I'm not a member of the chamber. And then someone said, but isn't your business a member of the chamber? And I said, yeah. And they said, well, then you can go.
Right.
So I didn't know that. So some of our listeners might have belonged to businesses that are members of the chamber.
So if your business is a member of the chamber, so businesses are members of chambers, although individuals can belong as well. But for the most part, it's businesses. And it's businesses that range from Aero Products and Capital Blue Cross and PPL, Crayola, the biggies, down to either individuals or solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, ranges in between. But the idea is, if your company is a member, you are a member.
Yeah.
So one of the benefits, for instance, of being a member, your company being a member, is you get to go to chamber events, do all the networking at member prices.
Okay. All right. And I want to talk a little bit more about finding out about those events when we come back from our next break. Folks, if you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. You can talk live on air with us, or if you're not comfortable talking live on air, just give your question to Lori C. She'll write it down and bring it into the studio. Again, the number 610-758-8810. We'll be back in just a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including income tax preparation for individuals, businesses, estates, and trusts. Tax preparation involves more than putting numbers on a return. It requires planning. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
American folk music offers a variegated pattern of performers and styles. I'm Tom Druckenmiller, your host for In the Tradition. Together, we'll trace the roots and branches of American folk music from the earliest recordings and performers through today's talented players. In the Tradition, Wednesday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. on WDIY 88.1 FM and WDIY.org.
Welcome back to the show. I don't know what I was waiting for, Norm. Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices right here on WDIY.org 88.1. I have with me in the studio this evening Darlene Pores and Carla Hickey, representatives to the Women's Business Council, which is a diversity group of the diversity council of the Chamber of Commerce of the Greater Lehigh Valley. And Darlene is a past president, and Carla is the current president of the Women's Business Council. And we're just learning about it, which I think is interesting. I think it's very helpful for people who just kind of want to get out into the community, get more involved, learn more about. Could be business, but it could be just, you know, your own personal growth. As Carla had mentioned, the mission of the Women's Business Council is to help empower, recognize, and inspire women in business and the community. So that could be you. Darlene, let's talk. We talked a little bit about becoming a member and basically a business. If the business is a member, the employees can get membership pricing. So what other benefits are there? And maybe you can even kind of go back to if my business is a member, how would I find out about, you know, the opportunities or benefits of being a member of the chamber?
Well, I think for every chamber member, it's individual what they want to get out of their chamber membership. And, of course, depending on the type of business, every member gets something different. And what I would suggest is for anyone that's interested in joining to contact the chamber. They have a website that's lehighvalleychamber.org, or even calling any one of the chambers, and you know, one of the chamber staff can help them get set up, because there are different types of memberships and people all have different needs. So that way, you know, they can get the right type of membership that they need. But I think it's a wonderful source of networking, meeting like-minded people in business and making those professional connections, making connections for business and mentoring. Sometimes, you know, it takes time to make those connections. And the chamber, once you're a member, you can go to any one of the council's events. And they have numerous events throughout each month. And I don't know how many hundreds throughout the year. So, you know, just attending one of those and making those connections, because it does take time. And not only professionally, but I've made so many friends by being involved with the Women's Business Council, not just professionally, but personally, in relationships that will probably last a lifetime.
And we recently also met with Marta Countess of Countess Communications to talk about this, too, because she's involved with the chamber.
Yes.
She helps with the...
She helps with the Ambassadors Council, but she's also the Vice President of Marketing for the Women's Business Council.
Okay, and I hope she doesn't mind my sharing what she shared with us when we were talking about doing this show. She said she first joined and she wasn't sure it was for her, and she kind of was expecting, I don't know what at first, but she kind of thought maybe this wasn't for me, but she gave it a second chance. And as you said, take a little bit of time.
You know, building relationships, like anything, is not overnight. It takes time to do that. And it can be very beneficial.
And you also said, Darlene, that membership also opens you to attend any of the diversity council events.
Correct. Or regional council.
Or regional.
Yes.
So that's another thing. You can kind of find what fits for you.
Correct. Yes.
So like you said, a young person might not want to go to the small business one, but they might want to get involved with the Hispanic Diversity Council or the LGBT Diversity Council.
And so, the beauty of all the councils, too, a lot of times we'll do joint events together that we, you know, we'll partner with one of the other councils and, you know, keeps the topics and the speakers very interesting.
And so they each have their own events. And how do people find out about those? When I was on the chamber website, it looked like there was a calendar. So let's talk about the Women's Business Council specifically. So you have events. How do we find out about them? Or you can talk in general, too. It's up to you.
Okay, I'll talk about lots of stuff. Yes, the chamber does have a calendar. And you can see the literally hundreds of events the chamber hosts every year. I mean, there's 365 days in a year. They host double that amount of events. In fact, right now, while we're on the air, the Young Professionals Council is having a networking event.
Oh, wow.
But so also that, as well as WBC, because we have a marketing committee, very strong marketing committee, we also have a very active Facebook page. Which is where we get a lot of the word out. So please search for us on WBC Women's Business Council on Facebook and find us, because we have that updated a lot. We are also active on LinkedIn.
Okay.
Because, of course, our focus is on women in business, although that's not the only focus.
So if you're on LinkedIn, because I'm on LinkedIn, what do I look for? Women's Business Council?
Women's Business Council, yes.
Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber. Mm-hmm. So if I search for that on LinkedIn, you have what do you call it on LinkedIn? An identification?
We have a profile.
A profile, okay.
Yes.
And then, or we can follow it?
Yes.
And then get updated information that week. I'm not a Facebook person, so I wasn't sure how that would work.
Yes.
Okay, so information is available through Facebook, and the chamber website. And so there's this events calendar, and people can kind of click on that and see what's there. So it's all the diversity councils, but I think you can sort
sort by diversity council. They have a drop down that you can look at, and it'll tell you.
Okay. We have a couple minutes before our halfway break. So let's talk, if we can, about some of these events that the Women's Business Council, we won't dig into into the details of them right now. Let's just give me kind of what they are and a little summary of what the events are.
Okay, so the Women's Business Council, which is really one of the strongest councils of the chamber, if I may say so.
it is?
We have what we call four signature events, so four large events every year in October, February, April, and June, which we'll talk more about. And then we have monthly luncheons as well on the other months.
Okay. So the October 1, I know we have coming up, and we'll take a couple minutes to say who's getting honored, if we can right now, because I do have a couple minutes. The Athena Awards, which are going to be October 22nd, and they're being held where this year? Are they at the...
At Moravian College.
At Moravian College.
In Foy Hall.
Okay.
I think I have that name right.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Athena Awards are actually an international and national awards given to recognize women in leadership. They were started from the Chamber of Commerce out in Michigan.
That would make sense. I'm from Michigan.
Oh, there you go. That's why. Yes.
Feel good kind of people.
But it grew and grew because, you know, 30 or 40 years ago, whenever it got started, they wanted a vehicle. People wanted a vehicle to recognize outstanding women in leadership positions in business. So this year, we are recognizing, there's three awards that the Women's Business Council gives, and the first one is the actual Athena Award, and I'm very proud to say that our own Darlene Pours,
right here on air with us,
is getting the
I'm
Athena.
I'm so very humbled, I really am.
I know, but
I've served on the committee and picked Athenas, and it's tedious, and I'm just So humbled.
It's hard because there's a lot of wonderful women in leadership positions in the Lehigh Valley.
Yeah.
But so it was a hard choice, but we picked the right person.
Yes,
thank you.
I'm very excited to be attending. I'm going to wait for you to announce who was the organizational leadership award in just a moment because we're at our halfway point. But I'm very excited for you, Darlene.
Thank you.
Darlene's very instrumental in our community with all that she gives back as well. Folks, you are listening to Your Financial Choices. We'll be back in just a moment.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including estate planning and tax preparation, especially for Pennsylvania and New Jersey residents subject to state inheritance tax reporting. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
You're listening to Your Financial Choices on WDIY 88.1, Lehigh Valley Public Radio, your trusted source for NPR news, community affairs programming, and diverse music programming since 1995, serving the Lehigh Valley for 25 years. Your Lehigh Valley weather, currently it's 73 degrees. It's been 73 degrees for a while now. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 47, good sleeping weather. Thursday, sunny, high near 72. Thursday night, again, good sleeping weather, low around 47. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the temperatures go up into the 80s. It's going to be sunny, and in the evenings, we're going to have temperatures in the 50s to low 60s. It's going to be pretty good. We're listening to a really interesting discussion with Lori Siebert and her guests from the Women's Business Council, so I'm going to turn the microphone back over to Lori.
Thank you, Norm, and welcome back, folks. If you have questions, you are welcome to call in. The phone number is 610-758-8810. You can talk live on air with us, or if you're not comfortable talking live on air, you can give your question to Lori C. She'll write it down and bring it in to us. And I feel like a drum roll is necessary for all of these announcements we're making. Of course, it had been previously announced, but I'm proud to say on this show that we are reiterating this wonderful award called the Athena Awards, which the Women's Business Council kind of, it's a national award that it was founded on a national level, is what you had said, Carla?
It was founded in Michigan by the Michigan, okay. By, I can't remember if it's Lansing or some city in Michigan, which you would know, and then it grew to a national.
Okay, so it's kind of through chambers, though, basically, through chambers of chamber?
Yes.
Okay, so we just were talking for a moment about Darlene Pores is this year's Athena Award winner, and there's two other awards that are also given. Darlene, if you'd like to talk about the other ones.
Yes, they give an organizational Athena Award for someone who promotes women in their business and so forth. And I am so proud to say that my gal over here, Carla, her organization, Girl Scouts of Eastern Pennsylvania, will be receiving that award this year.
Yay.
This was not coordinated, people out there.
Yes, it was.
The committee just, we are very fortunate that the committee chose.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm just thrilled with that because the Girl Scouts do so much. I've served on their Take the Lead committee and so forth. And the girls run that program, and it's just like totally amazing what you know, the girls learn and what they're teaching.
Thank you. Thank you. That's very sweet.
Well, it is amazing, and it really goes along even with what the Women's Business Council is all about. Again, as we said earlier, empowering women, recognizing women, and inspiring women. I'm going to get emotional because just think what Darlene has gone through. In the engineering field. I mean,
you'll hear about it on the 22nd.
It's October 22nd at Moravian College, the Athena Award winners. Now, there is one other award that they give out.
Yes, this was just started a few years ago, and for the Women's Business Council, we just started less than 10 years ago.
Yeah, I believe it has been.
But we give out a Young Athena Award, which recognizes up-and-coming women in business. And this year, again, hard choice on the committee's part, but we are recognizing, and I hope I don't mispronounce his name too badly, but Dr. Yahira Acevedo Santiago. She is a physician with Good Shepherd incredibly sweet. She was, when I had the privilege of, you know, telling the winners in person, she was so touched, so thrilled, so she was very flattered, as Darlene was as well, as was my CEO, and I got to tell her.
Yes, yes. Isn't it wonderful? So that is one of the events. So I want to mention again, October 22nd. So if folks who are listening are involved in the community, would like to see what this is all about and pay homage and honor to these organizations and folks who are being honored, that is on the website at the LehighValleyChamber.org under events. You can click through for Athena and register for the event, I believe, through the website there. So that's October 22nd, usually in the evening, and they keep it pretty efficient. They know women are busy. That's what I found. Women run events are very efficient. So congratulations to both of you.
Thank
it's very exciting. So let's talk about, so this is one of your signature events. Then you also have the health fair in February, which I thought was very interesting.
Yes, we started this started a few years ago as well. I mean, because again, the Women's Business Council has been around for decades, but we keep evolving. Under Darlene's leadership, under every president, or just under the group, the board's direction. But we started a health fair, women's health fair, in February a few years ago. And the program committee works on the theme, gets the speakers, et cetera. But the health fair is really neat because we bring in vendors who are focused on that certain aspect of health, as well as then we have a speaker, whether it's panels or two speakers or whatever. So the program committee is still working on it. But the last meeting I got to go to, they were thinking about focusing on gut health. So trust your gut.
Oh my gosh, the pop-up ads all the time are telling us that we need to pay attention to our... Someone just told me today, I think, I won't say who, someone just told me today that they're taking vinegar, like vinegar every day, because it's supposed to be good for your
health.
You know, good gut health. That would be interesting.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You could get a big turnout for that. So that's February. So that's a signature event.
Yes. So Athena has like 200 to 300 people come, and that's men and women, because of course we want to support the honorees. Women's health fair, a couple hundred women come, very exciting. And in April, we started again a few years ago, Legends of the Lehigh Valley. So it's kind of along the lines of Athena, in the sense of we're recognizing outstanding women leaders, but we're getting those nuggets of wisdom from them. So we tend to have a panel of women who may have been publicly recognized before, but may not. We always have some hidden gems, but people who have been leaders in their respective industries or fields. And the other thing that's kind of neat about Legends in April is that we have had it at the Lehigh Valley International Airport the last few years, which is, you think to yourself, we're going to do an event, a luncheon at the airport? How does that work? But we take over one of their concourses.
Cool.
That's also very well attended. Lots of people come, and it's amazing the stories and the anecdotes and just the life lessons that those legends share with the audience.
Yeah.
It's very neat.
That's really nice. A great way to be honored in that regard, too. And then the big one Darlene referred to earlier, the Women's Summit. That's the one that probably quite a few people are familiar with, because it has quite a draw.
Yes, and I think, too, with doing a joint venture with Women United and Cedar Crest College, it draws a lot of women. And actually, this past year, we had so many attendees that it was their first time attending. And it also showed a younger demographic than we've had in other years, because the chamber traces all of that, just so we stay relevant and, you know, we're giving people what they want. And usually the event has a major keynote speaker, and then maybe two other keynotes in the morning, and then the big keynote is in the afternoon, with several breakout sessions on anything from business, philanthropy, health, just a number of different topics that we usually do two sessions, at least we have.
Right,
in the past
you can
couple.
Choose.
Yeah, you can choose from... Yeah. like anywhere from 4 or 6, whatever. Mm-hmm. Depends what the committee decides to do for that year.
So the Women's Summit all evolved from how you, Darlene, at least first got involved mm-hmm. with what you called was like the Women's Conference. So that mm-hmm. evolved, and every year
it's
has
just
it been
gotten
going
bigger on? And bigger and bigger and bigger names.
Yes. Yeah.
We had Gloria Steinem 1 year. We had Marlo Thomas 1 year. Kathy Najimy.
Carla Harris from Merrill Lynch. It's just amazing the people we've had.
And the nice little tickler about that whole thing is we usually get the big keynote, and then the Women's Conference gets them after us.
So. In Philadelphia.
We scoop them up before they do.
Yeah. And this year, didn't the summit sell out?
Yes.
Okay. So that's in May.
That's in June.
Oh, is it in June?
It's in June.
Beginning of June. Maybe that's why I feel it's
because I'm registering in May.
Yes.
But you can't wait to register because it was actually sold out when I went to register. But luckily I was on a panel, so they let me in. So I did. I was
like, there you go. Because you're on a panel.
Yeah.
So anyone who wants to volunteer out there. It was sold out, and there were so many people who wanted to come that we actually have outgrown Cedar Crest. They are still a partner of ours, mm-hmm. but we are looking, the chamber staff very nicely obviously helps the committee, and we're about to have a new site
okay.
this year.
All right. Well, that'll be exciting, but it will have to be advertised quite a bit because all of us just naturally go to Cedar Crest College.
Stay tuned.
Which has been a great partner as well.
Yes,
so that
been phenomenal.
Yeah, yes, their past president, I don't remember her name.
Carmen.
I remembered Carmen, yes. But I didn't remember the last time. She was phenomenal. I mean, because she would sometimes speak too, and I heard her talk, and
yes,
she was really
yes.
phenomenal. So it's great. So the Women's Summit, that's very important. Back to, again, if you're business or your employer is a member of the chamber, we can attend at member rates. So when someone goes in maybe to register for any of these events, they probably have to say what business it is that they're affiliated with.
Yes.
I suppose.
Yes.
Okay. And that seems to go through smoothly. Mm-hmm. And if not, you just call with questions.
Oh, yeah.
They also have a chamber has a great staff. And I know Women's mm-hmm. Business Council in particular works with Danielle Joseph. And she's just like amazing,
she's phenomenal.
Isn't she?
Oh,
she's like
phenomenal.
Stealth.
Yeah.
Yes,
she's all over. She's on everything. And
yes,
we love
Danielle
her.
Joseph, we mentioned your name. She would like to probably stay kind of quiet, but she's just amazing, and she deserves lots of kudos as well.
Correct.
So the signature events, part of that, we've kind of gone over that. Oh, I know what I wanted to mention. I knew there was something I wanted to connect these two things. You mentioned the health fair in February. I wanted to mention at the Women's Summit, I thought it was really impressive that there was actually, and I don't recall now off the top of my head who provided it, but they had a mobile there, mm-hmm. a mobile, whatever you might call it. Like we used to have the traveling library. They had a traveling mammogram van or whatever you called it. What are they?
That was Lehigh Valley Hospital.
Yeah,
Lehigh Valley Hospital.
Or Lehigh Valley Health Network.
Lehigh Valley Health Network had people there to do mammograms mm-hmm. on site. I had mentioned to Darlene and Carla, combined your names just now, Darlene and Carla, that had I realized they were going to do that, I think I would have been more prepared, but I think that's a great opportunity as well. Mm-hmm. And I wondered if they do anything like that at the health fairs or have ever thought about doing that at any of the February health fairs where there's some kind of like, you know, little services where they're...
Well, the committee is, and along with Danielle and the chamber mm-hmm. staff, we're always looking to improve mm-hmm. the health fair. Like, for instance, if we do move forward with the theme of gut health, mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll find a partner or sponsor
okay.
who is focused on that as well.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, stay tuned because
okay.
that's still evolving. The committee's still working on
okay.
that one.
And really, you know, the Facebook is where people really kind of get most of the updates, you think, on that?
The marketing committee really focuses on Facebook as the primary communications vehicle, but obviously the chamber website is always up to date as well.
Okay. Folks, we are talking with Darlene Poors and Carla Hickey this evening. Darlene is a past president of the Women's Business Council, and Carla is the current president of the Women's Business Council. And I will just say this is a great group of women, and lots of opportunities. And if their mission is to empower, recognize, inspire women in business and the community, that could include you. It's a great opportunity to get involved with the community, to network with the community, and participate in some of these events that they have, signature events 4 times a year. And when we come back from this next break, we're going to talk about some of the monthly events that they have as well. If you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. We'll be back in just a moment.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services including portfolio management, tax return preparation, and financial planning for the accumulation years, retirement years, and estate distribution. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
The many choices and real voices on WDIY are made possible with support from our generous, sustaining members. An automatic monthly gift of $10 on your credit card is an easy way to become a WDIY member and support the programs you love. Set up your monthly sustaining membership gift today. Call 610-694-8100 extension 7 or visit wdiy.org. Thank you.
Good evening. Oops, it's like I'm starting the show. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the show. Oh, it's time flies when you're having fun. Folks, welcome back to the show. That's what I wanted to say. Welcome back to the show. We are talking this evening with Darla Pores and Carla Hickey regarding the Women's Business Council, which is the Chamber of Commerce Greater Lehigh Valley, one of their diversity councils. We call it the Women's Business Council for employees of businesses that may be a member of the chamber. You have the opportunity to attend events that go through the chamber. It could be through a regional council. It could be through the diversity councils. There's so many opportunities to get involved, to network, to meet people. And if your business isn't involved, you may want to ask your employer, why aren't you involved with the Chamber of Commerce? What a great benefit to employees to be able to attend some of these events and network and meet other folks in the community. So, more information is available at lehighvalleychamber.org. Carla and Darlene, let's continue our discussion about some of the opportunities and benefits of being a member of the chamber and or being involved with some of the councils as far as some of these events. So we talked about the signature events. Again, I just want to mention the Athena Awards, October 22nd, and that is listed on the chamber's website, the lehighvalleychamber.org website. And Darlene is going to be honored as the Athena Award winner this year. And Carla Hickey's organization, the Girl Scouts of Eastern Pennsylvania, is the Organizational Leadership Award winner. And the Dr.
Yajera Acevedo Santiago of Good Shepherd.
Okay, and that's wonderful. So they're going to be honored on October 22nd. But these wonderful signature events, which are, you know, massively attended, also you have monthly events. So can we talk a little bit about the monthly events?
Sure. Monthly luncheons rotate between networking sessions and educational programs. Luncheon topics include like the health fair, sales and marketing strategy, personal growth, professional development. In the past, we've covered life balance. We've had luncheons discussing public speaking, how to use social media on a business level, and how to find a mentor or a mentee. And speaking of mentors, the Women's Business Council has a Women to Men, Women Mentoring Program. This actually was started when I was WBC president. Laura Azalina, who was the vice president when I served as president, and I, we kind of came up with this idea that this would be something really good to support women in the community and the chamber members. And Laura's always been a real big believer of of mentorship, and she just loved the idea and ran with it and created this program. And then the WBC's just been building on it ever since. As Carla mentioned, they now have a committee, whereas I guess like the first year or two, it was just basically Laura and a few other people, right?
Yeah,
and
me.
That was it. Yeah, you. And they have monthly sessions that run from January to December with some of Lehigh Valley's most influential business leaders as mentors. So for more information, once again, they can contact the chamber for that. And there is a fee. I'm not sure what it is now since I've been out of the loop a little bit, but it's on the chamber's website.
Considering it's a monthly program, it's relatively inexpensive. Yeah, I think we're up to about $700 or
okay.
So.
Yeah, which certainly
to participate.
To participate. Yeah. Well, but your business, I mean, you know, we have participants who are big companies, small companies, nonprofits, you know.
But this is like one-on-one mentoring.
There are dedicated mentors.
Okay.
I think this year there might be five mentors.
Okay.
So each month they pick a different topic to facilitate to talk with. But the group itself also serves as peer mentors as well
okay.
as the peer team.
Okay.
It's a very, from what I haven't participated, but we have members on the board who have. And very much a bonding and a growth experience.
Oh, yeah, they have a great bonding experience, and it is limited to a certain number of people.
Well, that's one of the reasons for the cost, too, because
you
can't have so many.
And I don't think we've had anybody that has gone through that program that regretted it. They have rave reviews on everything, mm-hmm. that it's just been so valuable for their job and leadership. And it addresses different management levels, too.
So when do people start looking to sign up for that program? Because you must have to limit it if there's only maybe four or five mentors.
Now, okay. Yeah. The deadline is actually October 30th or 31st, around Halloween. But yes, you can nominate yourself or apply yourself, but you can also, if you yourself see somebody on your team at work who you think would benefit, you can also... nominate them, apply for them.
Yeah.
So it might be a professional development opportunity for one of your staff.
Okay. So someone could nominate themselves if they mm-hmm. want to, but then the committee must review the applicants if there's more than the amount that would be available for mentors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow, that's a great program.
Yeah, it really is.
So that's even outside of the monthly. So back to the monthly luncheons, you said you alternate between networking and...
And educational programs.
And education. Is it like every other, or is it just kind of...
Not really. I think it varies.
It varies. So, for instance, the we do try to have monthly events, Women's Business Council, and we have Athena coming up on October 22nd. In November...
Would that be the October event then?
That's the October event.
Oh, I see. Yes. So the signature event takes place of the monthly
event.
So, okay.
Yes.
So you have
so
eight
we're not
other programs.
Doing two events.
Perfect.
Right.
Again, women being efficient.
Okay. We try. In fact, yesterday's we had a breakfast in partnership with the Women in Business group of the Carbon Chamber, which is part of the Lehigh Valley Chamber, and that was our monthly event. It was a breakfast at Blue Mountain.
Okay.
October is Athena. November is, we are, Women's Business Council is partnering with the Forks Regional Council. So we partner again with a lot of folks. But the Forks Council wanted to focus on women in the Forks area.
Mm-hmm.
So we are doing a similar to kind of Legends, but we're doing Women in Leadership in Forks.
Okay.
So that's going to be a luncheon right before Thanksgiving. I think it's the day before Thanksgiving.
Okay. And what kind of attendance do you get at the monthly luncheons? Does that vary based on the topic? Or
it varies based on the topic, based on the location, based on the weather.
Okay.
Because, you know, if...
Mm-hmm. If it rains.
Usually, what, averages like 80, 60, 80s?
Yeah.
When I first started going, it was like 35 or 40. And
our average is about 80.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes we had Tracy Davidson one year from NBC News come and speak, and I think we had like 125.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it was a good number.
Yeah. I mean, I have attended, but I I haven't made it part of like my regular schedule or anything like that. I've come to, of course, the signature events, but the monthly events I'm not as attuned in. So I thought to myself, why am I not as attuned? I don't have Facebook, so I might not be alerted to the events. So how else can people kind of
Well, the Chamber sends a monthly, I don't know if you want to call it a newsletter, it's more like a news magazine out to members. And each of the diversity councils and the regional councils get a page in this paper to have pictures, and they talk about upcoming events or past events with the pictures that they have. Each chair of the different councils will write a little blurb of an article based on what they think people would be interested at the time, whether it's an event that's coming up or just something that's happening mm-hmm. in the area. So that's a good way to find everything.
So the newsletter will cover kind of highlights of, the person writes a little blurb about things that have happened, mm-hmm. like events in the past, but mm-hmm. it would also have upcoming events?
Yes.
That's done how often?
Monthly.
It comes out the first week of the month.
And it's paper mailed?
Yes.
To the businesses?
Mm-hmm. To the businesses.
Okay.
And then various people in the business will get it. It's not mm-hmm. like everybody or only one copy goes to a business. I know at HT Lyons we get several of those different people. Mm-hmm.
And then they also the chamber takes some of the information from Connections. It's called Connections. Mm-hmm. And then they send out monthly emails as well. So, like, it's called the Diversity Business Council's newsletter, and you mm-hmm. and it culls that info from Connections. So it's both via email and hard copy.
Okay. So, all right. I'm just thinking, you know, businesses, if they get that, they should have someone, you know, scan it in and mm-hmm. deliver it to every, because when you think about it, you could have a very diverse group of people, of employees that may pique their interest in one or the other. So right. I'm going to get on that because I don't think I've seen the newsletter connection. So I want to make sure that I'd like to mention
one other thing that the WBC does. They have a scholarship program, and they raise funds at monthly luncheons and have a signature event in July, I believe, right?
July and December.
Yeah. It's a summer networking event that they do in the summer, and then, of course, around the holidays, they do an event. And they pool the money together, and they do scholarships that are presented to high school students entering college, and also to a woman that, you know, might not have been working for a while because she's been raising her family and she wants to go back to school. So these scholarships, we have applications and people can fill these out. And the amount of scholarships also depends on the dollar amounts that we have in the kitty, and we award scholarships to these girls.
That's wonderful. Women. So the monthly events, some of the fees that we're paying for the monthly events will cover, you know, some of the cost of the event, but also might cover some of the fundraising for the scholarships that are given?
Well, the scholarship committee, they're discrete funds.
Okay.
Person in the finance world.
Okay.
So they might be selling 50-50 raffle tickets. And in the July event, that is dedicated to scholarship. Okay. We're having this year, December 21st, Saturday, December 21st is the scholarship event. Around the holidays, they're actually doing a very cool, I don't know, dinner dance or something at Steel Stacks.
Okay,
they're working on that as well. They just decided all that stuff.
See, so things grow because we never did that when I was involved.
Well, make sure I get invited because I love supporting scholarships for young women. I think that's fabulous. We have two minutes left. So, how would you guys like to? What would you like to share in your last minute here?
Well, I just want to mention the fact that the scholarships given out to graduating high school seniors are the daughters of current chamber members.
Oh.
So if your business is, you don't have to be your mom doesn't have to work, but, you know, your dad can work for, you know, Capital Blue Cross or whatever, mm-hmm. and the daughter can apply.
As long as the parent or guardian is okay.
Yeah.
That's great to know. All right. Anything else you want to add? We're so glad that you were here tonight to be able to talk about the Women's Business Council and all that you do. You guys are really passionate about it, and it's obviously served you well.
It's a great great organization. It really is.
And everyone is welcome, men and women. I mean, yes. Women and men.
Yes,
please.
We had quite a number of men.
Yes.
Okay, it's all about empowering. So thank you so much for being
here.
Thank you for having us.
Folks, thanks for tuning in tonight. I want to thank Darlene Pores and Carla Hickey for being here and talking with us about the opportunities and benefits of the belonging to the Chamber, but not only the Chamber of the Greater Lehigh Valley, but all of the diversity councils and regional councils that are there as well to serve our community, to bring us together, to help us network and be more efficient and powerful together right here in the Lehigh Valley, and in particular, again, the Women's Business Council to empower and recognize and inspire young women. Next week, I'm going to do a retrospective of the past 10 years because I will have been here at WDIY for 10 years, folks. So we're going to do a retrospective next week. Coming up next, we have Tom Druckenmiller with In the Tradition Folk Music. Remember, pay attention, be proactive, not reactive, and make the best of your financial choices. Have a great week.